Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. It attacks the brain's nerve cells, robs memory, and impairs thinking and language skills. It's currently the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
Every 70 seconds, somebody is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
Michael Reagan is a popular radio talk show host and the son of former President Ronald Reagan, probably the most famous victim of Alzheimer's. Michael Reagan says almost from the time his father first learned he was ill, he has been part of a national campaign to raise public awareness about this devastating and heartbreaking illness.
Joining the efforts, it's like I've been in this effort for a long period of time since my father wrote the letter back in 1994 telling the world that he had Alzheimer's disease, and then watching what my father went through as he deteriorated year after year after year, finally being bedridden and passing away 5 years ago. So that's why I'm involved.
Watching a loved one fading away, Michael Reagan says, is a uniquely painful experience.
Seeing the devastating effect it has, seeing him relegated from not riding a horse, but being at home, sitting in a chair, where all he could do is puzzles, first 500-piece puzzles, then 200-piece puzzles, then 100-piece puzzles, or watching my children, Cameron and Ashley, doing children's picture books with their grandfather, and seeing the devastating effect it has, not only on the person who has it, but also on the family.
Michael Reagan encourages people who have the disease and those who are looking after them to be proactive about seeking care.
Families have to come out from behind the curtain and admit, like my father admitted in 1994, that the disease is in the family. Don't hide a loved one. Be honest with your friends. Be honest with your family. You can't hide from it. It's there. And what you need to do is say, what can we do to help? Try and get people, your family members, into the clinical trials. Go to clinicaltrials.gov and see a trial that best fits your family member or friend who has Alzheimer's. Get them in, because if we don't get people into these trials, we're not going to have a cure in the future.
Neurologist Marwan Sabak, director of clinical research at Banner Sun Health in Sun City, Arizona, agrees. He says various research centers around the country are always looking for Alzheimer's patients willing to try new treatments.
There are so many trials going on now. We're actually looking at new drugs both to improve symptoms, but also to modify the disease, essentially to slow the progression, maybe even arrest the progress. There are so many trials going on, but it isn't imperative that people participate.
Although no cure has been discovered yet, Dr. Sabag says significant progress has been made over the past 15 years in better understanding and managing the disease.
Back 15 years ago, we didn't have really any treatments for Alzheimer's disease. We now have four or five prescription drugs we use to commonly treat Alzheimer's disease. Additionally, the number of trials and studies and drugs that have been developed, there were practically none in 1994. There are 75 in clinical trials going on right now in the United States, with another 200 drugs in development behind that.
Thanks to some of these new treatment strategies, it's become possible to slow Alzheimer's advance, according to Dr. David Krumpacker, a Texas psychiatrist who specializes in the illness. More importantly, he adds, people should know more about the disease so they can recognize its early symptoms.
Maybe short-term memory problems, perhaps getting lost in neighborhoods where your loved one has lived for a number of years. But Alzheimer's affects a number of spheres as well, including language, someone's ability to participate in conversations, following conversations as well. Right now, the treatment strategies, and what we like to do is to try to focus on all of those aspects, improving someone's memory, but also improving someone's language capabilities, someone's ability to participate in family activities. It's adding some more enjoyment to their life.
Raising awareness can also help some people prevent the onset of Alzheimer's. Michael Reagan says he tries to maintain a healthy lifestyle, hoping it will reduce his chances of getting the disease.
I go to the gym, I work out, I try to keep mentally active as much as possible all of the time. Those are the things you can do to try and help yourself.
Michael Reagan says that while following a healthy diet, reading and learning new skills can help sharpen one's memory and either prevent or slow the advance of the illness, the most effective way to fight Alzheimer's is to volunteer and support funding for current research. Reagan hopes that someday it will be possible to change the status of Alzheimer's from the lethal condition that destroyed his father's mind to a chronic disease that victims and their families can manage with dignity and even hope. For Faiza El-Masri, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.